Iatanician, a semi-gelatinous alien species. His head looked like a dollop of cream atop a barrel chest. One eye swam in translucent violet flesh. Soren shook his head at the coming load.
Sloppy, he mumbled to his group. Not even tied down.
Tarith unsnapped the cover on his pistol holster.
This not fancy navy. They look good?
Can't tell from here, boss.
Soren tilted his head to one side to better see the red pushing the cart. Even in full leathers with a helmet, that one shape suggested a human female.
One looks like the Skarg that killed my brother, Hask said. You say that about every red, said Soren.
Hask tightened his grip on his rifle.
Because they all do. You gotters have the credits,
the Tanishan asked, his words bubbling up from his body and translated through a cylindrical amp.
Thrak, that you?
Tarith gave his pistol grip a tap.
All squishes like you look the same.
Nice to see you too,
answered the Tanishan.
Last time was when you scratched one of my dealers.
Tarith shrugged as if he didn't recall, and would take the Red's word for it.
Surprised blood clots trust you with anything. This is the goods.
Yeah.
The alien's eye floated from one side of its head to the other.
Good thing we're here for business, since Reds are always good boys when it comes to credits.
The Scions chuckled in reply. Soren knew that everyone here, everyone, was expecting a double cross. Thrax stopped in the open and waved a tentacle at his bodyguards. The two halted next to the bullet-scarred remains of a table-sized hunk of equipment that looked like it used to have a conveyor belt running through it. The woman pushed the sled up to Thrak and cut the repulsors, causing it to thump to the ground. Stepping back, she grabbed the chin of her helmet and jerked it twice to her left. Soren felt his heart beat faster. Sweat beaded on his forehead.
The money,
the Tanishan said.
Yeah, I just hand over, like I trust.
Tarith ran the back of a hand down the spikes on his jaw. The Red's eye jiggled, probably a mocking look of surprise. Its tentacles ran over the silver tape, suckers gently sticking to it and popping up from the light suction.
Factory sealed. Just what it says on the tin. Brand new Legion, N6 assault rifles. Blaster pistols, too. Stuff's too good for you gutters, if you ask me. But we'll sell it to you now. Get it back at the next block party. Filthy clut.
Hask moved toward the Red, but Soren stepped in front of him, blocking him until Tarith could flash a dirty look, demanding the Scion calm down.
I look, then we party, yeah?
Tarith pulled a knife and leveled it at the sled. The doughy alien gang leader made an exaggerated bow, his tentacles flopping over his arms as he stepped aside. Tarith lowered the knife and crossed two fingers against the blade where only his men could see, signaling to stay alert. Soren looked at the woman who delivered the repulsor cart, sniffed loudly, and readjusted his helmet. He flipped a tiny switch hidden in the padding, and a low hum sounded through his ears. Tarith ran his knife through the silver tape and grabbed the handle. He looked over at Thrak.
Factory sealed.
The alien's one eye rolled over.
See?
Tarith cracked the case open, holding it in place a beat as if to see what might happen. Satisfied, he lifted it open the rest of the way. A blinding flash of light burst from the case. Soren instinctively threw up his arm to protect his vision, even as the lenses in his helmet darkened to save him from the brunt of the assault on his eyes. The flash left an afterglow across his vision like a burning line, but he could see. He dropped to one knee, pulling up his rifle as he went down to open fire. The battered weapon jerked in his hands as he let loose on full auto. Shouts and more gunfire echoed through the factory floor. Hask stumbled into Soren as blaster bolts ripped into his body. He knocked Soren against the canning machine. Soren grabbed the man's body and pulled it in front of himself, feeling more blaster bolts thump into the man's body. The sharp crack of a hand cannon sounded three times, and Soren pushed Hask away, letting him fall dead to the floor. Tarith was also dead, lying face down with blood still pumping from a hole in the top of his head. The victim of the